Lisa G is here. She's here with headlines. In fact, I received a new song from the Bleeding Deacons, who wrote a song about Lisa G. Lisa, you have a song.
It's the greatest thing in this this program to be immortalized by song.
Well, I can't imagine what they said. Not about my
breasts. They said one about Robin, too. Here, I'll play this. This is a first Robin song. We got to see Robin naked. Here they are, the Bleeding Deacons. I received a lot of email about Lisa as a sexual object.
Yeah.
From time to time, you have your fans, and these guys evidently are focused on your ass.
Oh.
All right, and this one is called "Your Ass Is Beautiful," Lisa G.
Your ass.
I can't believe it. Is beautiful. To me, oh Lisa G. You look tight.
Is that the body part you're most proud of? Because I see you smiling. You like it.
Well, yeah. I took boot camp last night for an hour, so yeah.
Boot camp.
Takes work.
Great. You know what, Lisa? I swear I've never looked at your ass.
She's got
But
you.
For a guy to write a song about
right.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. I wrote that. That's nice.
The Bleeding Deacons.
Oh,
they're very talented.
You.
All right, Lisa, what do you have for us today from the Howard 100 Newsroom?
All right.
The Howard Stern Show.
Hi, Blake. What's up? No, Blake. Okay, I'm going to hang up on Blake. Daniel from the Bleeding Deacons. Oh, hey, Daniel. Hey, nice
hey,
song.
Howard. Hey, we added those new songs to our website if anyone wants to go check them out to the bleedingdeacons.com site.
Yeah, they just wrote a new song about Robin that was pretty good, and one about Lisa G's ass. But they got We Gotta See Robin Naked. This guy, Daniel from the Bleeding Deacons. Hey, Daniel, you know what? I'm going to give you $500 cash courtesy of ProFlowers.com.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Order your Valentine's Day flowers today at ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter code 100. All right. Thanks, Daniel.
Excellent. I can spend a little extra cash on my wife this year.
There you go, Daniel. All right,
hey,
take care.
Can I ask Artie something real quick?
Go ahead.
Hey, are we going to be playing with you April 5th at the Gibson Amphitheater?
I would love that, sure. I was actually going to... reach out to you about that, and I said, "Yeah, in L.A. It was the Universal Amphitheater, not a Gibson Amphitheater. It's a big gig for us, and I'd love to have you there."
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Looking forward to it. Hey, we're playing the 23rd at the February 23rd, the Good Hurt. We're going to add a couple of those new songs to the set. Thanks.
Real good. You guys are talented. Okay, Daniel.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Right.
Bye.
Artie always thinking of his live show.
Universal Amphitheater, 6,000 seats. I'm like, you know.